أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is day number 4 of this blessed month of Ramadan, and indeed the time is going by very, very quickly. Today we want to look at a hadith that comes to us again from the Messenger of Allah, the recipient of the Quran, our Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his noble family, in which he shares with us a beautiful reward that is promised to the believers who engage in teaching the Quran to other people. Now, we've mentioned already one hadith about the importance of teaching the Quran after we ourselves have learnt it. Let us now look at another tradition from the Blessed Prophet, in which he shares with us another very beautiful and inspirational tradition, in which he talks about the rewards of teaching the Quranic recitation to those who are seeking to learn its proper reading. And the Prophet says the following: "Everything in existence prays for the forgiveness of the person who teaches the Quran, even the fish in the sea." Now this, by just reading these words of the Prophet, is a very, very beautiful statement, that when a person teaches the Quran, it's not only that he is receiving a reward from Allah, not only is he helping a fellow believer to be able to connect to Allah through reciting the Quran, but indeed, in addition to a reward, he's also receiving divine pardon, forgiveness for his past transgressions against the rules and the laws and the commandments of Allah. But the Prophet of Allah does not only stop there and say that a person receives forgiveness and that that he's being prayed for, but rather he goes to the extent of saying that even the fish that are in the seas, in the oceans, in the waters of this earth, they also pray. They ask God to forgive the individual who is reciting and teaching the noble Quran to other individuals. So we see at this level of the spiritual power of teaching the Quran, that this is something which each and every one of us who have the ability, and when people come to us seeking to learn to recite the Quran, that we can't just ignore them and make up an excuse or not find the time out of our schedule to be able to teach the Quran to other individuals. We see that the Prophet has guaranteed in this tradition that our sins are going to be forgiven. And not only that, but even the fish in the sea, creatures of Allah, whom we perhaps think of as being non-intelligent beings who don't know what's happening, but somehow through some power that they have been given, some hidden unseen realm is pushing them, is getting them to make dua, make prayers for us, for our forgiveness. And so this is something we have to take seriously, brothers and sisters, to be able to spread the word of the Quran, spread the message of the Quran, spread the teachings that Allah has embodied, put within the noble Quran, in which the Prophet and his family have embodied in their day-to-day actions, that every opportunity we have to teach the Quran, to help somebody somewhere learn the proper reading of the Quran, that we have to take that opportunity and avail ourselves of an act which holds a grand reward with Allah. And especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, although I know our fasts are very long, the nights may be short, we don't have much time to engage in worship, so to speak, but what greater form of worship can there be than to be able to teach somebody who wants to learn the Quran the proper methodology of recitation of the noble Quran? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.